Yeah, I'll tell you what. Speaking of somebody who stepped their game up, dude.
Who?
The Comanche.
True.
Bro, So Rogies posted something on Instagram yesterday.
I heard about it.
So I immediately downloaded the book and listened to it. I'm like halfway through it already. Did a lot of driving last night.
Yeah.
Bro, the Comanche were... You want to talk about some bad hombres?
Were they really?
Bro, every time I listen to people talk about... It's crazy. If you do any research into actually what Native Americans were doing, it's nuts. Dude.
Well, the Celtics were the, you know, who were
Celts
here
were fucking...
Celts were here before Native Americans, but go on.
No, the Celts were actually even mentioned in the book as also being complete savages.
Really?
Yeah. So what it's a pretty simple explanation for why Native Americans were fucking fired up, rowdy boys.
Yeah.
They got agriculture about 4,000 years after Africa and Asia, and therefore Europe. So they were, and they were on the exact same trajectory historically. Like, they just started building pyramids, they just started getting societies, but they were 4,000 years late.
Gotcha.
And then they run into, you know, colonists.
True. Yeah.
So, and that's what was really interesting about it was they were like, they were hunter gatherers. They were from the fucking Stone Age.
Yeah.
Running into today, you know, essentially today, it was like 1800s.
Future men.
Yeah. So then you'd run into this tribe of dudes that were living like cavemen.
Yeah.
And they'd be rowdy, dude. Obviously, they're going to fucking throw shit at you.
The T levels are high.
T levels are out of this world.
I mean, dude, I was, you know, up until a certain age, if I went to a movie theater, I would throw shit at people. Like, I would sit in the back and throw candy at the screen. Like, pretty recently.
Yeah, that's actually very funny.
You sit in the
back. You get a gummy bear stuck on there?
Oh,
come
dude.
On.
Or if you sit in the back, and as soon as it goes all dark, you just go, boom, and you wean, it goes, bap, and you hear it just go, pop, 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 pop.
I would always try to fart as loud as I could at the quiet parts in a movie.
That's the
like,
best.
If you can anticipate a silent part.
Dude, it's the best.
That's very Comanche of you.
That
pretty
is
much
enemy
Comanche.
Of everybody, dude. I've been enemy of everyone.
Lord of the Plains.
Time.
Lord of the Plains.
Dude.
Bro, let me break this down.
Break down
you.
The Comanche.
The Comanche fucking rule. They absolutely rule. They're ugly, short, shitty people that everybody crushed. So they came over, you know, historically on the land bridge. That's where, you know, how all people came to North America.
The Bering Strait?
Yeah. So they were up there. Yeah.
Go on.
So they were up in the Rockies. They were up in the mountains. And then just forever they had been pushed down because they sucked.
Yeah.
Comanches, of everybody, were like, even amongst other tribes, they were known for their bad hygiene. They sucked. They were short. They never, you know, every... So we see like the Northeast Native Americans is like, that's like what's on...
Yeah.
That's what you see is like these tall, slender, fucking athletic, sinewy, long motherfuckers.
Yeah.
These people were like more like Mongarians.
Really?
They're like short, squat, fucking brown.
Yeah.
Like fuckers.
Like Eskimos almost.
They looked, yeah, exactly. But
I didn't know that.
They were losing.
Comanches were like
no,
jacked,
Comanches
ripped,
were not
like
jacked.
Jesus bodies.
No, they're lads.
Really?
Comanches were pure lads, dude.
What?
And they were getting rocked by everybody until the Spanish came.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish, you know, fucked around and introduced horses to North America. Horses were never there.
Yeah.
So all these different tribes got horses, and I think the Apache were munching them. The Apache weren't sure what to do with them, so the Apache were just crushing horses.
They're munching, yeah.
They were munching horses.
They're chopping them up.
That was good eating for a little while until the Comanche, those old fucking pussies that everybody beat up forever, just somehow got so good at using horses, like best horsemen in the world.
I mean,
and
dude,
then just
if you want to go for the Mongolian theory, that's muscle.
That's exactly
that's,
what it was like.
That's genetic
and then
muscle
they
memory.
Just let it rain on everybody, dude.
Oh, if you're going to just shit on constantly.
And not like they were even like, there was no, half of it was just for vengeance. Like this, for ancient vengeance. For like 1,000 years, they were just like, fuck these people. And just Comanche, they, you know, they didn't build cities. They were nomadic. They just went around. And if you somehow came into the middle of the country, you got fucked up. And not just like, oh, you got, you know, it was their rules to torture everybody to death.
Mm-hmm.
If there were women, they would gang rape them and then torture them to death.
Jesus.
Dude, they took this one lady as a slave and white slave and they, white slavery. And,
should have a little scoreboard every white slave in the crossface.
What's that about? 18 million to one? All right, here we go now. A little comeback, a little rally caps. Here we go now. How about a little chatter over there? How about a little chatter in the dugout whites? But this lady, she was pregnant when she was captured. As soon as she gave birth,
the white lady?
Yeah. She's in it.
Two?
Go True. Ahead. Technically, that was two. Boom. Got another one. This is a quick one, though.
Yeah.
So she gave birth to this child. I think it was 7 weeks old when six Comanche men walked into the room, strangled it to death, but it lived. They put it back. They strangled it till it was. They thought it was dead. Put it back in her arms, like gave it to her, like motherfuckers. And then it started moving. So they tied it to the back of a horse and rode it through cacti till it was ripped apart. They were Jesus
Christ.
Wild, dude.
Yeah.
And like again, they were. They wasn't. There's no redeeming. Like, the book tries to be like, well, they sang at night and they loved pranks, which was funny to be like, oh, they were dickheads when they were by themselves, which is really funny. But they were also the meanest.
Yeah.
Comanche were mean little dickheads.
Nasty.
It's fun to listen to. It's a really good book.
Damn, dude. That's pretty tough.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Praise Rogies for recommending
his. I read some of his posts, dude. He was in the sauna just bugging out on Comanches and being like, dude,
it is a fucking, like,
that's
it's
sick.
Wild to read.
I mean, dude, to start, the idea of Rogan in a thing, meditating and just being like a Comanche on a horse.
Bro, he must have connected with the Comanches so much. That was dude, my little short, thing. Tiny guys fucking riding horses.
True, dude.
Crushing people.
That's probably why he's going to. Is the Comanches around Texas?
Yeah.
He might be being called.
True. He might be called by that Comanche moon. Dude, I'm so fired up on Comanche right now.
Yeah.
They ride. They were the ones who would like ride on the side of the horse when they were in battles. You know what I mean? Where like, you ride on the side, like, shoot. Yeah. Dude, they fucking ruled.
Fuck, man.
And all they were about was raping.
That's the Mongolian blood.
They were just torturous rapers, dude.
That's the Mongolian
blood. And everyone's like, no, Native Americans were great warriors. It's like, dude, they gang raped prisoners and tortured them.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like if you went to like the whatchamacallit, like the Celtic tribes in like Ireland.
Yeah, yeah,
in other
yeah.
words, it was the same party going on.
Yeah, dude, just 1,000 years before.
Celtic tribes thought they were from hell. Like they conceptualized heaven and hell, and they're like, yeah, we're from hell.
We're the bad guys.
Like we're from hell, and their day started. It was some kind of weird thing where like their day was reversed. I mean, not like I know like, kind of the day starts at midnight, but it was something like that.
So they're on
like,
my clock. I'm still on that Celtic.
Something like that, yeah. Where they were
kind
of
munch
say
dinner
like,
right away. Just wake up and eat like a chicken parm sub.
Yeah, when you were born, they would just cry for you. They'd be like, "Oh, dude, sucks." And when you die, they'd be like, "Fuck yeah, dude,
get out of here."
You're back in the nether realm. So that's yeah, dude, cool. They were like nasty motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, the Comanche, Matt.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, dude, there's literature that says they try to claim the Celts were the Native Americans. It's pretty funny. It's a pretty
really?
That's like Irish spazzing.
I like that.
No, we're Native.
We're actually Irish slaves and Native Americans, yeah, yeah. And we're hammered.
Yeah.
No, but it does do the thing where it's. It also, what was interesting is in the book they're like, look, if you want to talk about people's statues getting torn down, you see a Native American chief's statue, you could pretty much count that guy. First off, had slaves, and then also led like war parties that raped whoever they caught and tortured.
Really? Is that in the book?
Yeah, I was like, damn, dude, this guy's going hard. What is this?
Damn.
Must have been early in time when this guy wrote. I don't know when the book was written.
Yeah.
He better not have written that recently, or he's out of here. I don't like it.
Yeah, man, he can't be talking.
But it was a fucking
Native American statues.
He brought up the Celts, though.
Did he?
Yeah, in the book. Yeah, he was like, they were that. They were the people that, like, when the Romans came up to England, they were like, who the fuck are these dudes?
What the fuck is this?
Who are these retarded guys? sick fucking book, though. Definitely recommend. It's way better than War on the Run.
I gotta peep that out.
War on the Run's, like, the one I'm reading about Robert Rogers.
Yeah.
It's the most reading. Listening to. Pardon me.
Same thing.
No, very different. Very different.
Having information go through the ether and into your brain.
Pardon me?
It actually might be – audiobooks might be better.
I don't think they are.
I think
I'll forget people's names and have to rewind 30 seconds to try to get the name again.
I have laser focused attention.
There's no chance you do, dude.
I have, like, laser focused attention.
There's no chance, dude.
No, it's crazy. It's unbelievable how well I retain information. I don't really retain information. I store it all in the ether.
You want to derail my awesome Comanche talk?
No, I'm not derailing it.
It's too late.
We were talking audiobooks.
I kind of forget the Comanche talk now. I had some other good points.
It's in the field. It's in the ether. You have to channel it. Any idea you ever have?
Oh, they did the same thing as. So I was reading fucking. Yeah, I was listening
Perfect.
To fucking.
I knew you'd get back there.
War on the Run, and it's very dry. It's very like. They left camp with 3 satchels of blueberries, 6 gunpowder sacks.
Count
8.
Me out.
It's a lot. It's a lot to listen to. But then this one's just purely like. They did the same thing, though. The lady who was a slave to the Comanche, she beat the fuck out of the one lady. And the Apaches or the Comanches just surrounded her and were like, sick. And then she beat the shit out of the old lady who was also her master. And they were all like, all right, you're pretty chill. You can come hang out with us. Dude, they did have that. That's like a common string. Like if you were a Native American slave, all you had to do was wild out.
So you're saying if I were ever...
You had to risk the worst torture known to man.
I was about to say, yeah. So I wonder... So if I ever somehow, and again, I don't think this would happen to me if I got lost on the reservation, but if someone else
If
did,
they get you.
If someone, yeah, if I was to be accosted on the
if
reservation.
If you get hammered at a casino.
I should just start fighting people.
If you're at a casino and you know, the lights start disorienting
like Mohegan
you.
Sun, yeah.
And then you get captured. you can get captured.
You could technically get captured.
Yeah, bring you downstairs.
True. So I should just start swinging.
You should immediately swing. And if you're at a casino and you're drunk. And you happen upon a security guard, swing upon him. Dude. They'll do nothing but respect.
Respect, dude. You rule.
That's awesome.
Here's 500 and chips. Yeah. Back out there.
Like you're one of us now.
I knew my bus driver's son hung out on an Indian reservation, and he. I used to always want to go there.
Really? I heard they were dumps.
Really?
Nah, yes.
Our bus driver told us that his son was dating an Indian chick with huge tits, and I was like, "Damn it!" He's like, "Yeah, they go all there.
Fucking
they
smoke, bus drivers rule.
Smoke weed on the reservation all day." He's like, "My son has it made. His girlfriend has big tits. She's a Native American." I was just like, "Fuck yeah, dude,
bro!"
Back in your story,
a lot of people don't think about this. So when we kicked it, It's another thing I'm trying to avoid. The fucking wheeze.
Well, you're talking about winners.
Well, true. I mean, it's hard for me to not associate that.
With winners.
Which was pretty sick. In the beginning of the book, they're talking about... So the Spanish... Look, I'm going to get in my bag here. The Spanish were there.
Yeah.
The French were there.
Spanish were kind of running things, weren't they?
Spanish ran shit forever. From like 15 to...
16?
17?
Really?
Yeah. French were popping off down there, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people... I think that's what Cinco de Mayo is about. It's a victory over the French.
That's good.
Surprising,
that's
right?
That's why I celebrate that.
Jamie, check that out for me.
Cinco de Mayo's got French got into Mexico?
I believe it's over the French.
I feel like the French couldn't handle Mexico.
They didn't.
The lads must have pwned them.
Lads were like, damn, you guys, you want to talk lazy? Bring out some Frenchmen.
Yeah.
So.
Confirmed.
Thank you very much, Lemire.
Confirmed.
Kill confirmed. I suppose it's been confirmed, yes. So the Spanish were in there, but the Spanish had they had conquered everything, all of South America, Central America, and then they were slowly making their way north. That's when they ran into the Comanches, or those native tribes, mm-hmm. the Apaches, the Comanches, and shit.
The Short Kings,
of the Short Kings, and they started getting massacred and tricked and shit. What was pretty funny is the Apache were all of a sudden. There's no record of what the fuck was going on there other than, you can see migrations of other tribes getting the fuck out of the way from the Comanches, which is pretty cool.
Fuck.
To be like, well, nobody roached it down. They were just wandering around in tents, murdering everybody for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Well, not 1,000 because they didn't have horses yet. But all of a sudden, there was, a huge influx of Apaches running.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, where the fuck are you guys going? The Apaches were like, actually, Spanish, we really like Catholicism. Could you please set up some missions in our territory? And so the Spanish were like, holy fuck, dude. We never thought you guys were going to say yes to this, dude. Wait till you see how awesome Jesus is. We're going to bring up some missionaries. This is going to be fun. And it was actually just a trick for them to put basically embassies in Apacheria
mm-hmm.
so that when the Comanches came down and definitely murdered and raped everybody, they would kill Spanish people, too.
So that they
would go to war with the Comanches. So it was a pretty funny trick from the Short King Apaches.
Yeah.
But what was nice about it was talking about the settlers. That's how America colonized it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Spain went in with missionaries, forts, very governmental, regimented, in intrusion into the land. The Americans just sent people.
Like dudes.
Like literally were just like no forts, no missions, just like people just building houses.
Go check that out.
Which, ironically, mm-hmm. so the Mexicans invited settlers into Texas.
Yeah.
Which, eventually the settlers just took Texas.
Yeah.
But the reason they invited them there was to get a buffer zone between them and the Comanches.
Really?
So originally the Mexicans, which you hear people today be like, the Mexican-American War, it was another act of aggression from America where we took their land.
Mm-hmm.
Those fuckers invited us there so that we could be fed to the Comanche so they would stop fucking with the Mexicans.
Really?
And it ended up that the Americans were kind of rootin' tootin'.
True. They're slim.
They were like, bro, we'll fucking chill here. What, we get raped and murdered every couple years?
Whatever.
Sick.
Texas fucking rules.
Texas does rule. That's when it became a republic, bro.
Really?
It's fucking sick.
So they actually, so they fought off the, they were like, they buffered, and then they like, yeah. They probably figured it out, and were like,
well, yeah,
or
that
they
was,
didn't, or they were just
no,
like,
they
Wee!
Figured it out. They figured it out. And well, yeah, they kind of tamed the lamb a little, the land a little, and then this, the Mexicans were like, why don't you give us that lamb back?
Yeah.
They're like, why don't you come fucking take it?
True.
That's where that flag's from.
Yeah.
I think. Then the Alamo happened, which was a huge mistake.
Does the Texas flag say it's like, fuck off, Mexico?
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, that's that was a funny thing watching Hell or High Water that you start to think about how that you really had. It's like, and then these colonizers came. It's like, no, they kind of, white people threw just poor, they threw poor white people at the problem. Rich white people threw poor white people at the problem and were like, here, go figure this out.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
really? And that's what they're banking on. And that's what was cool. In the book, it literally addresses like, yeah, the American approach to colonizing was like hope. Like they'd just be like, here's some dude that's just land hungry that lives in Boston that's like, I got to get my family the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
We're going to the plains. they get burned alive. But well,
it's
pretty
also,
neat.
It's also funny, too, how that still kind of goes. So, you know, you get the rich people who are like, yeah, man, we got a good deal for you. Go out there and do that thing.
Yeah.
And I was like laughing the other day thinking about trickle-down economics, how it more or less, you know, it's supposed to be like, yo, like, here's what you do. You just let us get all the money. We're going to just send it back down to you guys. And it basically comes out as like, all right, look, you guys are going to be the best poor people.
Yeah, we're going to get you some change. I'm going to buy some shit.
Yeah.
The change
you guys
is coming to you.
You guys get the piggy bank. That's that was like it's such a funny thing because it's like just that. Cause they really – no one ever talks about super poor white people who have been poor for like generations. It's just like, it's like, oh, you suck up your fucking – if you go to like Kensington, you're like, suck up your white privilege. They'll punch you in the face because like they cannot get out of poverty. They're so poor and every like the shit around them is so fucked up like they're just not getting out. But it is funny for those, and a lot of those dudes will vote Republican. They'll just be like, hell yeah, dude, I'm fucking blah blah. I don't know about in Kensington, but you know you'll get a lot.
Kensington
of poor.
Kensington has a ton of Republicans.
Does it?
We're in a house right now, aren't we?
True.
No, it's fucking there's a guy that used to live by Claire that had a fucking full Trump house, dude.
Yes, I saw something.
It was wild.
Unless it's the same house, I saw something very similar.
It has to be.
Up in Port Richmond, I think.
She lived like right here.
Okay, I saw I saw something in Port Richmond that was just kind of like a
Trump
don't
house?
Tread on me Trump house, where I was like.
That's a real bold statement, dude.
I mean.
Just be like, how don't you even come close to fucking with my house? My house rules. Everybody that
fuck
walks
off,
by
dude.
Here.
Well, it is funny they have psy out poor white people into that, being like, look, even money to the rich people. But if you think about it, the trade-off is like they just get to be the best poor people in the world. So if you're American and poor, you're in terms of like all their poor people, you're kind of crushing.
Yeah, other than the health care.
Other than the health, you don't really get health care. Although you kind of do.
You do.
You go to the hospital and you're like, yo, I'm fucked up. They're like, come here. And they'll kick you out immediately.
Yeah.
Dude, Spud fell from like 30 feet with no health care. And they were like, can you walk? And he was like, all right. And they're like, yeah, there's nothing we can do for you. And just, they should have like
Spudman's Comanche.
Scanned his fucking
brain.
He's
a Comanche.
For sure.
Absolute.
For sure, dude. He might have been one of the French.
Also, by the way, the blood meridians, not exaggerating. That's what I'm talking about. Level of, that's what that book's about.
Of what they're up to?
Hunting Comanches.
Really?
Yes. That book, all those atrocities throughout that book and like how horrendous the land was.
Yeah.
It's real. I thought that, I was like, man, this guy's really exaggerating, like jerking off to violence. No, dude. That was fairly similar to like the actual historical accounts of it. Pretty crazy.
What year was that?
Now, I know you guys listen to this for comedy, but boy, do I love Comanches.